Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, live in effect, 1040 O Street. I'm hoping that we can see my man walk by, man. My man was pimping in slow motion. I saw him this morning, Austin, and he definitely getting his steps in. And that positivity is great. So anyways, the transfer portal, I think, closes tomorrow. So essentially a day and a half tomorrow night. Once it strikes midnight, essentially Thursday at 12:01, the vortex is closed. That means that's just, you have to have your name in there, right? Is that what that is?
Yes. You have to have your name in the portal by.
And then you can go anywhere you want by what's the cutoff date?
Whenever.
Oh, whenever. I mean, just think about that. You could just, hey, I'm here. I'm open for business.
Come get me.
Yeah. I think, the transfer port, the thing that I've learned and it's changed. Now, I do still think generally that's, if you took the percentage, you're in the portal for a reason. But I also think that there's a lot, I think the percentage is starting to increase of players going in the portal no matter what you do at the current situation. We saw it with the basketball team. That they get, I mean, now granted, unless they've been told to go, but I mean, I can only think like, dude, you got an opportunity here. You just made the NCAA tournament. You're on the uptick. You got, I mean, I don't know all the dynamics. And if you're able to go and increase your, NIL, I understand that because it's a business. Because as we've seen, whether it's Trev leaving or other coaches are leaving or other players leaving, if you're able to go and increase your NIL value or you're, in his case, going to get paid more at Texas A&M or wherever, it's the days of it's very few, very small percentage of players, coaches, administrators thinking like, I'm planting my flag here. Mm. Nick Saban's run probably won't happen. Kirby Smart's on the run. It takes a very unique person and personality to be comfortable where you are, be strong enough to push to get what you need, and then also be very strong enough in a player's standpoint to advocate for yourself at the right time.
And in the right way.
Sure. There's an old saying, if you're delivering a message to the devil, I don't think there's a right way. I don't think there's a devil, but I listen to that. Right? When you are convicted, or you have conviction on what you believe in, and you've backed it up, there he is. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. You missed him?
You got a tail end. Yep.
When you believe in it, and you've earned it, that's a one-sided conversation. Because...
Oh, he's at the mill, Jay.
There he is. Look at him.
Still walking that walk.
Yeah. Swagalicious on 1,000. A cool breeze just came through here. I feel like if you, in this day and age, right? Say you have a player, right? They say he started for, say, a half a season and then a full season, performed well, and he goes and steps to you, Austin, as a coach or an NIL director, and he comes to you and say, listen, hey, whether it's, hey, this is what I'm being offered or this is what I'm willing to do, what are you willing to do, right? That conversation is totally different versus, hey, you know what? I'm going to do this just because and see how you react. Mm-hmm. Totally different.
Yeah.
Because what you don't want as a player, and we saw this with the previous staff and supposedly getting some guys out of the portal that didn't pan out, is they have buyer's remorse. Because if I come to and already earned it, right, that means I've over-delivered. Mm-hmm. So then, essentially, then I can say, you know what, you owe me because I over-delivered. Not great, you know, but it's, you know, look, you know, Chief jumped in the portal. Great kid. He had a great spring, you know, according to, you know, the coaches and stuff. And, you know, sometimes there's just too many people at a position. I've been there before on a professional level. Just whether salary cap number, too many guys, too many young guys. And then next thing you know, they generally, you know, then they, you got to find somewhere else to go and play football. So I think he graduated. He's a smart kid. Great athlete. Just needs to find a place that where he can flourish. You know, mm-hmm. where, you know, I think, you know, where he can get in and somebody understands Chief, can coach him, develop him. And I think his development is a connection with you, you know, in and out of the football or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He gets somewhere. I'm telling you, you have not, if he chooses to continue to play football, you haven't heard the last of Chief Borders if he gets in the right situation. Because, I mean, he's six, he's walking around 6'4". I don't know, he's at least 240, 45. I'm sure that's what he's, I mean, and he's built, you know, he's got speed and all that stuff. He just needs the experience, you know. And so in this day and age of college football, with the unlimited transfers, as long as you have somewhat decent grades, you're going to have guys that have, in their bio, you know how you say, like, I just say, hey, former Husker. It's going to be former Husker. They're going to have former Husker. Former, you know,
former Gator, former Husker, right, former
Cyclone. You're gonna be everywhere, you know. You know, and so heck, you might be around. You might, you know, they might bring UNO football back. You mess around, be of the Maverick, you know, again back in, you know, from back in the day. But you know, I think that's just the day and age of college football. I don't think it's a like a strike in a bad way against, you know, either party. And I, you know what, I think they'll do a good job helping them find some places and trying to, you know, advise them there. And I think that's what you should do as a coach. And I think even at the high school level, you know, I think one of the things that I think is probably overlooked is I judge a coach on what you do with the guys that aren't the guys that you don't have to promote, right? So if say you have a 4-star guy, he going somewhere. Mm-hmm. What do you do with the lineman that's been there, you know, your 3-year starter since the sophomore, he's gotten bigger, faster, stronger, and who are you picking up the phone to call? Mm. Right? And that's why I think these guys will do it. They'll do it, you know, because I think that what they want is they want guys to go other places and truly have success there. And that's just because when you invest in the players, they're investing, it's not just what you do on the football field, it's I'm investing in you. And sometimes it's just,
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just doesn't work out.
And it's a lot easier for us on the outside to keep track of wins and losses than, hey, whose grades are 25% better than when they first got here.
Yeah.
Or who is on track to graduate, who has a job lined up after football.
Right.
It's hard for us to track that stuff. Because it doesn't get the attention, doesn't get the glitz and the glamour. But There are many ways to measure success, obviously on the football field and off of it. So that's where I think the approach that the staff is taking, making it based on relationships. And that's why I even appreciate what William Kyle Jr. had to say about South Dakota State. They invested in William Kyle III. They took a chance on him. They saw the outline. They put the work in.
Yeah.
And they didn't burn the bridge with him. They weren't yelling, you know, kicking and screaming. Like, it's unfair that you're leaving us. Why would you do that? You're betraying us. No, none of that.
Right.
They understand the reality of the situation.
Yeah,
that they're
in
as a mid-major program, and that's just the day and the age of college basketball. All they can do, all any program can do, is put its best foot forward in developing them, the student-athletes, on the court, on the field, off the court, in the classroom, as people. If they see the value in that, in those relationships, and they stay, fantastic. If they think they're ready for a new challenge, great, fantastic. Right. And you just have to be there for the young student-athlete. And even more than just the student-athletes, think about what we heard from Matt Rhule regarding Tony White.
Yeah.
Supporting him, you know, as he went through the head coach interview process, you know, reportedly a few times. I don't think you can just say that, because it's so easy to see how the actions would be different.
Yeah, you got to just, I mean, it's the day and age. And I think, you know, if more coaches, you know, across the landscape of college football and professional football, you know, took it, you know, as a pride thing, like I am fostering, I am nurturing, I am developing you as a coach and also as a player. It's hard for those mid-major schools to. Look at Drake. They lose a head coach and their best player, right? I mean, that's obviously a package deal, but it's hard for them to recover. But also what I would like for the people in the athletic department at those schools, also don't use that against them if they, you know, need a year or two to get back up to where they were at. Make it a positive, because I think, you know, William Kyle going out to UCLA, he still has that South Dakota State in him. There, he's still a reflection of your program. And it's even, you know, I would feel even more comfortable with that staff there, because they saw something in him. They built a true relationship with him that allowed William Kyle to go above and beyond where he was at to get to where he's, you know, going right now at UCLA. So that lets you know that when they hire a coach there, I can guarantee he's invested in the players, he's invested in his community, and hopefully invested in the, you know, the university. So you should feel good about it. Now it's harder for them to recover. I'm a big believer of the soccer thing. If I'm coming from UCLA to South Dakota State to get Austin, I think they should. I think the present university, not the coaches, somehow should be, there should be some fee, because, and here's why I'm saying it, and it's, everybody can get into it if it's not. What the simple mind will call it, text in and say it. What I mean is, it because all the resources that they put in to recruit and develop this dude, it's harder for them to recover. They're not, they don't have the TV contracts that UCLA will have or be a part of in the Big Ten. They don't have the TV contracts in Reitzel's case that Alabama has in the SEC. They don't have that. And so to help them continue, actually, develop players as they end up going to Power Five, you know, there should be some sort of compensation or whatever, some sort of
like reimbursement, almost
something reimbursement or some sort of credit. I don't know what it'd be. That would be, you know, I think if you ever could get these smart people, so-called smart people, in the room and look and said, let's attack and see how we can make this the best for the student athlete, essentially athletes. How can we make this the best for the university? How can we make this the best for the coaches? How can we get some retention rate for the coaching staff? If you can try to, you know, at least have a system that you can have a trickle down effect, a trickle up effect, and then even have the lateral effect, I think you will see a lot more efficiency coming out of the transfer portal. And then also you will see a lot more retention rates of staying where, you know, where you're originally going. And so, look, these are still young men and young women jumping in and out of the portal, you know. You got to think the young lady that was at Louisville before was a Haley Van Lith. You know, two back-to-back years got Louisville to the Sweet 16 in the Grade 8, lost, right? And probably figured, like, okay, Louisville, even though that coach is invested in those young ladies, we can't get over the hump, we can't beat them, why not? If we can't beat them, join them. Didn't really work out. They, you know, the head coach just threw her out to dry, having her trying to guard Caitlin Clark one-on-one. And Caitlin Clark is bigger than her. And it wasn't a good look. She goes back in the portal and finds a home at TCU, right? And so, you know, they're young people. They make decisions in the moment. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't really work out. And probably was an amicable ever, if there ever was, with Kim, was it Kim Mulkey? Mm-hmm. If there ever is one, I highly doubt it.
Is there anything amicable in her life?
I don't think so. I think it's a one-sided conversation, and it's very short, but it works out for everybody. But, you know, I think that's just a part of the transfer portal. You wish everybody the best, and you welcome the people in. And then you just got to see how it all shakes out. I mean, you got to think there's great stories. There's not so good stories. There's people still in the portal. And so I'm a big believer. If you're going to jump in the portal, please have a plan. Mm. A concrete one. Not a paper.
But don't tamper.
Well, tampering goes both ways.
It does.
People are always worried about somebody, you know, the phone calls coming from universities to players. Players do it as well. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a firm believer. You don't end up down there in Manhattan just after a day. It just does not happen. Well, anyways, good segment of there. We're going to come back, Austin, and we're going to talk about one particular team since we're going to be off air at 5:30 about the draft. I'm just going to play the scenario out about one team that if it works out, great. Most likely not. Quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.